stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived.
Yeah, there is many antichrists in the world today, saith the Lord. But there is one coming to lead, saith the Lord. And he shall oppose the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will be his downfall.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, we all know and love the true Christmas story as found in Luke 2:6-14. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I didn't see any tinsel, trees, or Santa in that, did you? Only God's all-consuming love in giving us his only begotten Son, and Jesus' undying love in his great sacrifice by coming as that precious babe. And when the wise men came, they brought gifts for Jesus, not Mary, Joseph, or each other. Our gift should be our whole being to Jesus. That is the true Christmas story. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. That was a good job, Sister Sharon. You sure told the true Christmas story of our Christ coming to save us from our sins. Amen and amen. And that's the only Christmas story. So, my friends, praise the Lord as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air, and it just might increase your joy by sending a joyful love gift to Post Office Box 122, especially at this time and season. Count it all joy, as God loves a cheerful giver. Amen and amen. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Willingly Ignorant, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant. Watchman commenting, my. That word willingly here means to take delight in, have pleasure. Pleasure in what? Why? In their ignorance and lust, of course. And they became ignorant because the coming again of Jesus had not happened in so long. The Greek word there is parousia, meaning the future visible return from heaven of Jesus to raise the dead, hold the last judgment, and set up the kingdom of God. A willing ignorance is no excuse, my friends. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. My. That was Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. This all is a perfect scenario of today's world, and sadly of today's churches, all doing their own thing, each in their own willing ignorance, as long as it benefits them, of course. But the true truth is, what they are doing should not be benefiting them, but instead the benefit should be going to the coming kingdom of Almighty God. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. The time is short, the day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said, get it right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Get ready to do battle with willing ignorance as we get right and get ready on tonight's program so we can in true truth proclaim Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For out of Mount Zion, says the Lord, comes the hand of deliverance. The hand of deliverance shall come to you by the hand of my son. And my son's coming is very soon, says the Lord. Are you looking for him? Or are you just playing games and doing the things that you want to do? It is time now for you to look for my son, to look for his soon return. Seek not the things of this world, but be delivered from them. For sin abounds upon the earth now. Sin is coming stronger and faster than ever before. For now the enemy is calling sin good. So I say unto you, do not be deceived, for sin is still sin, saith the Father God. Turn from the wicked, turn from the evil, turn from the things that would take you away from me and away from your salvation. But turn to me, says the Lord. Turn to me, for I will be the only thing that can save you. For I, through my Son, have brought a cross into your life. For I, through my Son, have brought the cleansing of the blood into your life. Receive ye it, says the Lord.
Now a devotional to bless you and encourage in these last days of trial and tribulation, titled Bad Habits versus Perfect Love. As we enter God's kingdom through much tribulation, Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Now in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. My friends, let me tell you a little story. An elderly teacher with a pupil by his side took a walk through a forest. Suddenly he stopped and pointed to four plants close at hand. The first was just beginning to peep above the ground. The second had rooted itself pretty well into the earth. The third was a small shrub, while the fourth was a full-sized tree. The tutor said to his young companion, Pull up the first plant. The boy did so eagerly, using only his fingers. Now pull up the second, the teacher said. The youth obeyed, but found the task a little more difficult. Do the same with the third, the teacher urged. The boy had to use all his strength to uproot it, but he did it. Now, said the instructor, try your hand with the fourth. The pupil put his arms around the trunk of the tall tree and couldn't even shake its leaves, saying, I can do nothing, it cannot be uprooted. This, my son, said the teacher, is just what happens with our bad habits. When our bad habits are young, we can remove them easily, but when they are old, it's harder to uproot them, though we try and struggle ever so sincerely. My dearest listening friends, some have small weeds in their lives, while others have shrubs or even trees that need uprooting. What sin might be there in your life that needs uprooting? It takes a lot of effort to get strong enough to move those big ones on your own. So instead, will you make that same huge effort and start practicing faith in the Lord? My dear listening friends, perhaps you're weary of pulling at sin weeds, even though it is not as hard as sin shrubs or even sin trees. When you have difficulty pulling out these bad habits by yourself, call on Jesus. The Lord is there to help. Amen. Pray and ask Yahweh to help with the uprooting and watch him help you to gain the victory. Even big tree sins can be uprooted and cast away with Almighty God's help, even when you yourself cannot do it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Enough said, get right and get ready, and lose that fear, my friends, and get the trust of the Lord. The last days are upon you, the time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Glory, hallelujah, amen. My friends, Alex from Virginia, Glenn, Virginia, and CBK Illinois have in the spirit of the Lord sent their WOW Walk on Water love gifts, and I bless them for obeying the Lord, because without their sponsorship love offerings they sent to Box 122, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the truth. Amen. Will you pray about doing the same? Your help and sponsorship is desperately needed during December and January. Attention, Wednesday night listeners. Special love gifts are needed to keep Wednesday nights 5070 on the air through December and January, or it may need to be canceled. Sorry, we are just letting you know it is not looking good, and we do understand that many listeners have little or nothing at all to give, and that does not stop us from loving all of you. But Sharon and I simply cannot afford to cost ourselves. His kingdom come, His will be done. Amen. Father, bless each and every sponsor tonight, Lord. Meet their every need. Strengthen and encourage them in these last days, and help them to be last days overcomers, Lord God. Amen. I pray, Lord, you will also bless all who help keep every one of your science programs on the air, and bless also all those listening tonight. Father, I pray, speak to those listening right now, Lord, whom you would have send support, and comfort those who cannot give. Let them not feel bad or guilty. Again, I pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Goodbye, property rights. Most Americans are unaware of the rapid loss of legally protected private property rights in the United States and the devastating consequences it will bring. If the government can give itself the right to tell us what we can or cannot do with our property, once sovereign citizens will not only lose their ability to create wealth, they will lose their liberties as well. The Biodiversity Treaty is one of the major treaties promoted by Agenda 21, and so-called man-caused global warming is another major theme of Agenda 21. Continuing, Aaron Marquette, a member of the International Department of the Communist Party USA, recently told a conference of communist political parties from around the world that communists in the U.S. did not run their own candidate for president on November 6 because they worked within the Democratic Party for the re-election of Barack Obama and the victories of progressive Democrats to Congress. The Communist Party USA not only welcomed the re-election of President Barack Obama, but actively engaged in the electoral campaign for his re-election and for the election of many Democratic Party congressional candidates. It was declared at the conference hosted by the Lebanese Communist Party. My. Continuing. In a Navy-funded study, researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology have successfully designed robots that are capable of deception. The study is part of a wider trend towards smarter and more autonomous battlefield robots. In military operations, a robot that is threatened might feign the ability to combat adversaries without actually being able to effectively protect itself. Watchman comment, oh sure, I believe that, don't you? Robotic flying armed drones are killing people daily now. Unarmed? I doubt it. Continuing. Everyone in the U.S. is under virtual surveillance. William Binney, a whistleblower at the National Security Agency, NSA, had his life turned upside down after revealing to the public just how much information the United States government is gathering on its citizens. He quit, however, after the NSA started using programs it had developed to spy on foreign governments to spy on Americans. He has not been silent since his resignation, and he is warning Americans from every platform he can find. They are being spied upon. Continuing. Doctor says genetically modified wheat is a perfect chronic poison. This thing binds into the opiate receptors in your brain, and in most people stimulates appetite, such that we consume 440 more calories per day, 365 days per year. Increasing hankerings and padding on pounds aren't all genetically modified wheat is capable of doing, he said. A new GM wheat is in the development, which may permanently alter the genes of humans and animals that consume it. Through ingestion, says Professor Jack Heinemann, these molecules can enter human beings and potentially silence our genes. The double-stranded RNAs present in this genetically modified wheat would also survive cooking, digestion, and generations of life. Watchman comment, do I have to say I told you so? I warned about this so many times in the past that GM, genetically modified foods, would react very differently in the body. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Emerging American police state. Texas deputy police chief wants DWI checkpoints. A deputy police chief in South Texas has asked legislators to consider setting up permanent DWI checkpoints to save lives. That's right, permanent checkpoints. Trevino urged legislatures to allow law officers to stop drivers and do routine sobriety tests near so-called drinking and driving hotspots. Also, local data could be used to identify areas where such behavior is prevalent. The Texas Civil Rights Project argued against the proposal, saying sobriety checkpoints allow for police manipulation and abuse of power. Watchman comment, are these sobriety checkpoints only to stop drunk driving? 666, the last days, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Jesus saves us. Christians are being submitted to death. We are taught to submit. Submit to ungodly laws, submit to ungodly politicians, submit to ungodly court decisions, submit to ungodly government regulations, submit our children to soul-killing government education, submit to government theft, submit to the trampling of the individual conscience, submit to the shackles of overburdensome public debt, submit our children to children's services. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Continuing. In Australia, 600% increase in number of parents refusing vaccinations for their children. Parents across Australia are waking up en masse to the dangers of vaccines, as evidenced by new government figures showing a major uptick in the number of parents who are choosing not to vaccinate their children. According to the data, there has been a 600% increase in recent years in the number of informed vaccine opponents who are simply not willing to inject their offspring with toxic and largely untested chemical cocktails. The Australian government is attempting to reassure everyone that vaccines are perfectly safe, however, but people are not buying it, and the establishment down under is starting to panic. Continuing. New documents show military is flying drones throughout the United States. DARPA is flying Reaper drones that surveil entire cities in real time. Thousands of pages of Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, documents released under the Freedom of Information Act highlight that the military is extensively flying surveillance drones in non-restricted skies throughout America. The records released by the Electronic Frontier Foundation reveal that three branches of the military are operating drones within civilian airspace. These branches are the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. Watchman comment, I warned you. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you many times in the past that this was coming. And the Air Force is testing all manners of UAVs, that's unmanned aerial vehicles, from small hand-launched drones all the way up to the Predator and Reaper drones, the kind that routinely conduct missile strikes in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. Don't you know? How soon will they shoot somebody with a missile here because they're some kind of terrorist or maybe Christian? My. Continuing. Lockheed Martin unveils ATOM, ADAM, another direct energy weapon, ATOM, for the U.S. The Area Defense Anti-Munitions ATOM system is Lockheed Martin's newest laser weapon that tracks targeted improvised rockets or unmanned aerial craft using a beam control and software to destroy identified enemy fire at a range just short of a mile. Atom is a ground-based, transportable, and self-contained. It can use external radar to detect drones and engage enemy missiles within seconds of a locked-in object. Once Atom declares a valid aim point, it fires a laser on the target long enough to destroy the rocket or drone. Laser Avenger was designed to disable aerial long-range missiles by directing a heat source to a targeted weak point, then causing the outer casing to rupture in midair. My. Continuing. Big Brother, your television is watching you. Joining the ranks of private sector corporations assisting in the expansion of Big Brother surveillance in the United States, Verizon has patented technology that turns a DVR into a personal spying tool to watch Americans in their own homes. Verizon is calling this endeavor Fierce Cable, that is able to display accurate acute sensitivity in customers' living rooms. If the detection system determines that a couple is arguing, a service provider would be able to send an ad for marriage counseling to a TV or mobile device in the room. If the couple utters words that indicate they are cuddling, they would receive ads for a romantic getaway vacation, a commercial for a contraceptive, a commercial for flowers, or a commercial for romantic movies. My. All cellular phones can interact with this device as a separate mode of surveillance. Information associated with the user, such as gesture, profile, voice, and facial recognition, are methods that can identify the user. Google, in creating the foundation for Google TV, patented an image capturing device under the mask of developing interactive television. This technology can be used to measure how many viewers are watching or listening to a broadcast. Watchman comment, if I were you and you've got one of these interactive televisions, I'd get rid of it in a hurry. My. Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Being a Good Student. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed, especially if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air. Special love gifts are needed to keep Wednesday nights 5070 on the air through January, or it may need to be canceled, though we do ask those who cannot give to be comforted, we understand. The last two times I have visited Post Office Box 122, it was empty, so we are just letting you know it is not looking good, and we do understand that many listeners have little or nothing at all to give, and please be assured that it does not stop us from loving all of you. However, Sharon and I simply cannot afford the costs ourselves at this time to keep 5070 on the air. But there may be some of those listening right now who can. But we are wondering, it might be God's time for us to leave 5070. His kingdom come, His will be done. Amen. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, and you can do it, to help us turn darkness into light, write this address. And even if you cannot enclose an offering, we would enjoy having you writing and hearing from you. But don't forget to at least put your state so we know where you were listening and what frequency you were listening to. You can send cash to remain anonymous if you want. That works. Here's the address to write. SIGNS. That's signs. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled LISLE. New York, abbreviate that NY, zip 13797. I truly thank you for writing, each and every one of you, whether you can afford to put a love offering in or not, and for helping us to shed the light on all signs radio programs. Bless you and thank you so very much, my dear friends. You are loved. Amen and amen.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Now, another devotional to help keep you informed, titled Being a Good Student. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15. The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. My dear listening friends, I'm not sure where I heard it or read it, but the idea has always been ingrained in my mind. If you want to be a good teacher, you have to be a good student. Probably one of my Bible school teachers said that some time back. I went to three of them, don't you know? When Jesus lived on the earth, his disciples were called in Hebrew the Talmudim. The Hebrew literally means students. The Talmudim comes from the verb limud, to learn. In essence, the Talmudim are learners. We who know Jesus as Lord are his Talmudim, or students. So as much as we should continue to learn and grow in his wisdom, love, and character, this learning process involves regular tests from our Lord, and he leads us from one level of faith to the next level of faith. Years ago, when I was in Bible school, I was never a huge fan of tests. In fact, I rather disliked them quite a bit, especially those pesky true-false questions that you had to know the mind of the writer of the test to know the answer to. I sure did like those essay tests, though, because I could ace those every time. I'd often find myself attempting to cram mountains of knowledge into my poor brain the night before the exam. Then, after completing the test, I would quickly forget most of what I had crammed and scarcely absorbed any of it. Cramming has that effect, don't you know? Doubtless, if I had been required to retake the test a week later, or maybe even a day later, I'd almost certainly have failed it. That holds true also in the testing of your faith. You cannot cram knowledge or understanding and still hope to pass, and pass, and pass. If you try this shoddy and superficial approach to learning spiritually, you will simply find yourself retaking the test over and over again. If you are truly his Talmudim, or students, you will study, pray, and delve deeply into the challenging material that you have at your hand, or should have, called God's Word daily. In order to learn and absorb God's Word, so that you are educated, transformed, and well-equipped to move forward in the Lord. Yahweh wants you to learn today's lesson well, because he has a new lesson for you tomorrow, don't you know? My dearest listening friends, be diligent to understand and apprehend each spiritual lesson, and try to begin applying it to you personally before you apply it to others, because you will then be thoroughly equipped and prepared for that test that may come tomorrow, or the next day, or the next, or the next. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
There is no guarantee that you're going to heaven unless you come by way of the Son. The Spirit's voice is pure, and he's speaking, repent. Repent of your sins.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now today. And did you know fear is the opposite of faith? My. Tune in, please, at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time on frequency 4840. My dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or pen and paper ready. This is the only way that I can tell whether I can keep 5070 on the air at all. I'm not getting calls and I'm not receiving letters. So something has to go, and it might be 5070. So here it comes, very slowly, get ready to write it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for his church. Amen. I sincerely appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed as you give all the glory to God. Amen. And that's the true truth. Signs listeners are the best. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming
The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.